Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton, TGIF. Oh, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. News, info, comment, right after this. Here's some good advice. During a season of brokenness, it is extremely important to tell yourself the truth about your circumstances and your position in Jesus Christ. You're a child of God. He loves you with an eternal love. He is in ultimate control of all troubles, all difficulties in your life, and He uses these things to guide you into a greater spiritual maturity, and it's important for you to recognize that. When hardships come, you've got to recall the fact that God has allowed it there for a purpose. There's never a time that you're outside of the reach of Almighty God. His hand isn't shortened. No trial is stronger than His ability to save and protect you. Isaiah tells us that He does not initiate sorrowful circumstances, but He certainly uses those things to foil Satan and his demons' plan to derail and ruin your life today. If you're facing a series of physical, maybe emotional, or spiritual tests, it may not be because you have sinned, but because you love God greatly. Only you know something has come between you and the Savior. If you allowed sin to enter into your life, confess it now, and then continue in your quest for life that reflects the love and the grace of Jesus Christ. Read Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Satan has a chief goal in mind for the believer, and that's to trick you into giving up. You just quit. Don't do it. Realize Satan will stop at nothing to achieve his desire. And never forget that God is stronger than any assault Satan can muster. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. The Lord uses the wiles of the enemy to train you for kingdom existence. Through adversity, God's going to draw you closer to Himself. Good to know, this Friday, God is in absolute control. Don't waver a bit, my friend. God's good. What in the world is going on? A man suspected of fatally shooting a grandmother and her one-year-old grandson inside of a Florida grocery store before turning the gun on himself yesterday has been identified as Timothy J. Wall. Wall did not have any known relationship with the victims, according to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department. What a wicked thing. The shooting happened late Thursday at a Publix in Royal Palm Beach in a strip mall and sent shoppers running in every direction. "I heard they're shooting," said one man. He said an employee told him to run. I ran out of the building. I was scared. Everything happened so fast. Everyone running. Some employees crying. Wow. Two mass shootings a day since January 1st in the new America. What in the world is going on? And once again, it just shows you how quickly and under what circumstances things can just change your life and family forever. Last night here in Fort Wayne, in the midnight hour, driving home at midnight, a 42-year-old woman taking her normal trip goes right through the green light, coming the other way as an inebriated man at a high speed crashes into the side, kills the woman instantly. My, oh my, you just never know, do you? Be ready, my friend. A Virginia parent whose remarks at a Loudoun County School Board meeting we talked about earlier this week against critical race theory and cultural Marxism went viral, describing on Hannity how the tenets public schools are using regarding CRT are similar to how the Chinese Communist Revolutionary Party successfully divided the society that she lived in as a young child in the 60s. Earlier this week, Z. Van Fleet spoke during a school board meeting in a Leesburg County area, condemning the school board for the critical race theory curriculum it's imposing on students today. "We are teaching our children to be social justice warriors and to loathe America and our history. Growing up in China, all of this sounds very familiar. The communist regime uses the same critical theory to divide the people there. The only difference is that they use class instead of race. This is indeed the American version of the Chinese Cultural Revolution. It's evil." A distraught dad of a Texas girl who was raped lashed out at the judge this week after a 22-year-old defendant who was convicted of the crime received a very light sentence. "Be careful what judges you elect," the dad said, who asked that his name be withheld to protect his daughter's privacy. "What is the judge telling our kids when we try to teach our children to go to the police? Let the police handle everything. Let the law do their job. That's what their job is. And then something awful like this happens. Polk County District Judge Travis Kitchens issued a sentence June the 3rd to defendant Eli Binion, who authorities say committed the crime in July of 2018 when he was 19 years old and this girl was only 14. He received a sentence of 180 days. My, oh my, oh my. Prosecutors asked for a minimum of 15 years. 180 days. That's a crime. Getting a little testy there, aren't you, Mrs. VP? Kamala Harris had a tense exchange with Univision anchor Ilhea Calderon over what she said, "When are you going to visit the southern border?" During the interview on Thursday, this woman pressed Harris, who was assigned by President Biden to handle the border crisis but hasn't been there for, 76 days? "Maybe I'll move to another area and start a church, Tennessee or Virginia, and then I won't show up for 76 days. What in the world is this woman doing? She's yet to make it down to the border, so she doesn't have to. That's a little bit of everything going on with this administration, and ain't none of it good. Speaking of Virginia, a father down there, of a Virginia teenager, paid his last child support payment. This is stupid. Dumping 80,000 pennies on the estranged daughter's front lawn. Television station reports that the teen and her mother collected the pennies and decided to donate the $800 to Safe Harbor, which is a domestic abuse center. Avery Sanford, who is 18 and hasn't spoken to her father in years, told the station that her father, who was not named in the report, rented a trailer, pulled up in front of the house in Richmond, and dumped 80,000 coins on the front lawn. The girl said when mom asked what he was doing, he said, "It's your final child support payment." There are morons everywhere. More news and information right after this. Waking up to this story about this woman struck and killed in her automobile, just going home early this morning, rang a bell again and a reminder. We just don't know. Could end at any time. And I ask the question, are you ready? Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you're saved, the moment you die, you're going to go to heaven versus hell. So you need to get ready today. I know many of you listening to this program are not Christian. Why is that? "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not go to hell, but have everlasting life." For me, 27 years old, on top of the world, or so I thought, when I came to the realization that if I died, I don't know where I'm going. I thank God for the teenager that invited me to church and for that good old southern boy who preached the night I got saved, December 31st, 1973. Yeah, you need to do it today. Don't hesitate. Today is the day of salvation. Maybe your car struck tonight and you die and go out into eternity. Make sure you're going up and not down. "For whosoever shall do it, call upon the name of the Lord." Highly recommend that. Absolutely. This Friday. Boy, watching the little bit of evening news I did last night on ABC, I think I must be one of the only people in the country that's not gotten at least one vaccine shot. Really? And now the focus is going toward kids and the problems they're having with heart difficulties. They said there was 200 of them. Used to be when they talked about this, they said just a handful, and millions have gotten the shot, so it's not a big deal. They basically said that last night. 200 out of the millions and millions of kids getting the shot. It's okay. In January, Israel became one of the first countries in the world to give the new vaccine to young people. At the time, Israel's education ministry said that the vaccine was necessary so that students could sit in person to take exams, and schools mandated must get the shot. Oh, that makes me nervous. So what happened next? This week, we found out. Israeli health officials released a report showing that vaccinated young people, particularly young men, developing potentially fatal complications from the vaccine. Here it is, that heart inflammation called myocarditis, and they were developing it at an extremely high rate. Researchers determined that the incidence of myocarditis in vaccinated young men was fully 25 times the usual rate and many of them died. Young people forced to get the COVID vaccine in Israel. I wonder what they'll do in America. I think death is a little more harmful than contracting the plandemic. We continue to ask that question, who do you trust? America trusted Dr. Fauci. I think a criminal investigation ought to be opened into whether this guy lied to Congress when he denied that his agency helped fund dangerous experiments in a Wuhan laboratory in China that may have caused this pandemic to spread around the world and killing more than 3.5 million people. And even politicians are saying the same. Fauci should be criminally investigated. I agree totally. How about you? I love the governors of Florida and Texas. Like Greg Abbott there in Texas, he announced his state has allocated $1 billion next year's budget toward border security. Yep, saying that he's going to use part of that money to resume the construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall started by the Donald Trump, but hastily halted by Sleepy Joe as soon as he got in office. Abbott, joining the program from the border near Del Rio, said he's had enough of the White House's willful disregard for the rule of law and for the well-being of the people of Texas and the United States of America. Quick shout out loud amen there. Especially places like here, Del Rio and other border towns. To make a fine point on it, we're going to build the border wall. I've been down here talking to the people in the Rio Grande Valley, and by the way, they are overrun. It is reprehensible. It's a disastrous situation of what the Biden administration has done, and everybody in the world knows that. And yet, everything's just wonderful. It's not. Are you smarter than an eighth grader? Most politicians are not. Schools are not. Virginia, in the news a lot today. 14-year-old girl there speaking about what she says is a sexist move by the Loudoun County Public School System to allow boys into girls' locker rooms. See, that's just common sense. The policy followed a previous one that committed the county to providing an equitable, safe, and inclusive working environment regardless of sexual orientation and gender identity and other individual characteristics. Blah, 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 gobbledygook. You people are nuts. The more recent proposed policy called 8350 states in a draft that students should be allowed the facility that corresponds with their gender identity. We have just lost our ever-loving minds in this country. Where is my gun? Well, the news is not good out of suburban Atlanta, Georgia. Ann Worrell, the wife of a jogger who was shot in Buckhead, Georgia, said on Thursday that residents of the wealthy Atlanta suburb are leaving the area due to the surge in crime amid the push to defund the police. Over the last 12 to 18 months, it's just gotten worse and worse. And you talk to other people that we know in this area, we just felt it creeping closer and closer to our neighborhood. So it has been felt by everybody here, she said. A seemingly unprovoked weekend violence spree through Atlanta's ritzy Buckhead neighborhood has highlighted what area officials see as a need for more security and public safety protocols, as the recent crime jump has made some residents too scared to even pump gas in certain parts of this ritzy area of Atlanta. And that is the story of the new America. And so is this. Why doesn't anyone want to be a cop today? We're having trouble here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Our mayor here, Henry, said he wants to recruit a lot of new people, all of them, if possible, minorities. Okay? A Jacksonville, Florida police officer found himself terribly outnumbered by an angry mob, yet never once pulled his gun or wavered from his duty. Where is the anti-police crowd now? The fact is that their narrative that all police officers are evil, bloodthirsty, racist human beings doesn't square with the truth in light of what happened to this officer. The unidentified officer was responding to a call of shots fired in the Brooklyn section of the city Thursday when he came upon a crowd congregating near a parking garage. As he was attempting to apprehend one of the guys there, the man resisted arrest, and when the officer persisted, a woman rushed in and knocked the officer to the ground. What? Every police officer sees what's going on in America, according to the local FOP. And you know, it's not if it's going to happen, it's when's this going to happen. And we just got a little taste of where you're alone by yourself trying to do good deeds and help the community, and it's really somebody attacking you, and now you're surrounded. And you know, this is a moronic little game for so many, just like here. You know what happened? As he arrived, the crowd laughed, and they actually filmed the whole thing, like the Keystone Cops. Evil human beings. So many demonically led. Sure they are. So, what do you think, Mr. or Mrs. American? If given a choice between allowing offensive or inaccurate speech and government censorship, 4 out of 5 Americans, the majority, wanting free speech. A national survey taken found 80% of voters prefer free speech, and only 9% want the government to determine what that speech should be. The free speech option is supported by at least 70% of every measured demographic group, according to Rasmussen. A previous survey found 49% of voters were more worried about restricting free speech than the spread of fake news and misinformation. People are getting woke? Wrong term there. What else is happening? Tesla, a little bit late, 5 months late. They did it last night. They had a delivery event of the new Model S Plaid at its Fremont, California factory. Supposed to be available in February, but 25 cars were handed over to their owners last night. The sedan is the top version of the redesigned Model S and priced at $130,000, which is $10,000 more than originally advertised. Existing orders placed at the $119,000 price tag will be honored, they said. The Model S features a tri-motor powertrain, 2 distinct electric motors in the rear and 1 in the front, generating 1,020 horsepower, making it one of the fastest vehicles in the world. Sure, why not? Life 101, Where's My Bible? Brokenness, a way to blessing? Right after this important message. Well, I'll say this, Matthew Hill out at Southwest Radio Church has a lot more confidence in me than I do. He wants me to come out for a few days and record 36 radio and television programs on 3 different topics. I said, in how many days? 4 or 5 days? Oh, he says, hey, I know you, preacher. You can knock this out in a couple of days. he's a dreamer. Yes, indeed. Hey, so good to come to you every day on Hello World here. Thank you for your prayers for situations just like this. We absolutely need it. I love my association with Southwest Radio Church. Can't wait to start speaking around the country and see what God has for us all. Thank you for being there. Well, I was talking to a former member of our church recently. We've had a lot of growth at the cross here in Fort Wayne, and with that comes changes. And in one area, this man said, you know what? I liked it. I'd like things to go back to the good old days when we were just a small group and things were, it doesn't work that way, does it? And then you think about those that are hurt listening to this program today. I don't think anyone enjoys trouble or being broken emotionally or physically or spiritually. I think it's difficult to understand how strength and blessings are the end results of being broken. But they are, according to the Word of God. Just as we seldom recognize the goodness of brokenness in the heat of suffering. Have you ever caught yourself wishing things were like the good old days? Most of us have, however. The truth is that if we had a chance to travel back to another place in time, we would find the same problems and the same trials that, have always existed. It'll just be in a different form. Trials come no matter who you are or what you do in life. In desperation to gain control over your life and the circumstances, we tell ourselves, we can make it through this thing. We can get through this difficulty. We hide our inner feelings and pray that God somehow will strengthen us. And instead of letting go of our pride and our self-strength, we convince ourselves to hold on as waves of suffering pass over us. And there comes the darkness, there comes the clouds and the storms. The pain increases, and the disappointment goes on and on and on. You read in 2 Corinthians the words of a man who faced numerous and intense trials. His name was Paul. He faced discouragement, but he knew that God was in control, and he placed his hope and his faith in Jesus Christ. He said there that he was afflicted really in every way. He wasn't crushed, perplexed, not despairing, persecuted, not forsaken, struck down there, but not destroyed. Always caring about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in him. Again, 2 Corinthians 4, 8, 9, and 10. There was trust and faith in God, and Paul served, and he was not ignorant of the fact that the trials passing through his life came with a purpose. He wasn't stupid. There were tools in the hands of God, these things, just like you today. They reshaped, refined, refocused his life so that it would become a reflection of the life of Jesus Christ, full of purpose, full of blessings. Was Paul ever discouraged? Well, yes, just like you are. He fought with emotional and physical difficulties. His words in the letter to the Corinthians are laced with pain and trouble and real difficulty. But much more than this, they're words of hope and divine intervention written to inspire and encourage all of us who face the agony of brokenness today. Thank you, Paul. From the fires of the spiritual battles, Paul writes, "There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself." Really? Concerning this, I asked God three times there that it might leave me. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness, and most gladly, therefore, would I rather boast about my weakness, so that the power of Jesus Christ may dwell in me." Isn't that tremendous? It's hard in the suffering times and broken times to grasp this. He said, "Therefore, I am well content with weakness, with insults, these distresses in life, the persecutions, all the difficulties and trouble. For Christ's sake, when I am," there it is, "weak, then I am strong." Can we trust the Bible? 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. You know, pressure from without increases pressure within. You may not even know this. You may not even know this. When difficulties come, we feel the pressure and the stress. However, in the spiritual realm, we don't have to yield to the mounting pressure. No, not at all. We can diffuse it by placing it on the altar of God and allowing him to handle the hurts that we face. The lessons learned here is to take your heartaches and potential defeats to Jesus Christ so that you can bear the weight of your burden. And the more you serve God, these things are going to come. I remember lady in the church coming, "You know what," she said, "Pastor, every time I start serving God, trouble comes." And yeah, the devil's trying to scare you away. Fake fear factor, trying to get you to quit whatever good things you're doing for Almighty God. I'm here to tell you today, experience, been at this so many decades, the brokenness, that trial, that trouble, yep, it absolutely is a golden path to many, many blessings in your life. So take heart, my Christian friend. Think about it. The way to blessing, trouble and brokenness. Yes, it is. I pray it helps you today. And finally, so you're single and looking for that someone special, huh? We have a single guy, Leo Cummings, in our church. We had breakfast together, a bunch of us, yesterday. We were just talking. I asked him, "You know, looking for anybody going to get married?" He said, "I don't think I'm ever going to find her, preacher." I said, "What are you looking for?" And he said, "A deaf and blind supermodel." Oh, some people. Come on, smile. It's a medicine and it is good for you. That's a clever line. Got to be in church this weekend? Oh, it is vital for your very survival. And as that sin abounds, grace does so much more abound. Hear that message in your local Bible-believing church this weekend. That's it. Another week has just flown by. I look forward to Monday getting back together again. I'm so grateful that you're here, my friend, every day at this time. Till Monday, God bless you. Have yourself a great weekend.